Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Plaza in the greasy garage studio, a guy with a wrench in one hand and a microphone in the other, here's Mark Evans.
Electrifying! My engine light's on! What? Oh, I hate that when my engine light's on. That means you're electrified. Hi, everybody. Welcome. Good to have each and every one of you along here on Auto World. I do appreciate it. I'm your host, Mark Evans. You're tuned in to Auto World. Thanks for tuning in and turning me on. It's the best way to say it, I think. It's just good to be with you, and it's good to have you along. Taking your busy time out of your life to climb into the cockpit with me. I'm sitting in my favorite little Dodge Viper seat, of course. I've got the microphone out, of course, and I spend a little bit of time each week behind the microphone, and then the rest of the time I'm in the greasy garage. I'm in the greasy garage studio right now, but then we go and slide out into the greasy garage, and we help the great folks at Boise, Idaho, is where I'm broadcasting live. Been here for many, many, many years. And it's grown, of course, like every city's growing, and that means that there's a lot of cars that you're driving around and bumping into, and you're smelling, and you're wondering why that thing is making that much noise that's in front of you, or you're wondering if the guy next to you, the person next to you, it's not the dog barking out the window anymore, it's the clank, 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 and so that's why you're tuning in to figure out what the clank is. You're tuning in also maybe just to say hi. And that's what it's all about. And I want to say hi back to you. Each and every one of you are Auto World's family members each and every week. Good to have you along. For those of you that have never first tuned in for the first time or the second time, thank you. I do appreciate that on our great affiliates throughout the globe. Throughout the U.S. and the globe, absolutely. Because when I say globe, the earth, the little round, you know, the ball we're living on. GCNlive.com. It's called the Internet. GCNlive.com. A lot of you are listening on GCNlive.com. That's where you can listen anywhere you're at. And that's why I keep saying the globe, the earth, the little round ball. So appreciate it. And of course, our great affiliates, you know, this is, so talking about getting tuned right in is, that's how you do it. And a lot of you are tuning right in on that great radio station that you're listening to. So for you folks that's just tuned in for a second time, what is Auto World? It's interactive, informative, and all things automotive each and every week for you, and throughout the week for you too. My email address, I can't say it enough because I want to help you throughout the week with your car wants, your needs, your questions. I want to know what that thing smells like. Oh yeah. How are you going to do it through email? Well, you can give me your phone number too through the email. We can talk. I have a lot of you that do that, and I do call and make sure that you're financial world and your auto world is all put together to save you money so your financial world is better. So auto world is all part of your financial world, and a lot of you don't know that. Or do you? Oh, well, you're going to wake up this third hour because it costs money. Money to fix that car or truck. So I like to save you money when it comes to the repair side of it, the body shop side of it, the detail side of it. Should I put another Landau top on that 76 Ford Granada? I can get you right into the upholstery shop and tell you the tips, the whys and how it comes, and I do know how much it costs to do that, so I can help you with all that. Become part of the show at any time. You're the star of the show, and by doing that, you can interrupt me. I do welcome that. Here's how you do it. Phone number, right here. Since 1992, 855-660-4261 since 1992. Make sure you get the year right. It's been many, many years. The email is, again, is autoworldradio@yahoo.com. And don't forget, Facebook Messenger. I use that and just go over to my Facebook page, of course, and Mark Evans. You'll see me sit behind the microphone and jump on board. Got a few. I think I can go to 5,000 friends. I'm not sure. I think so. I'm almost there. So you're more than welcome to join in become a friend, and I put a picture up there, and I also put the same picture of us helping Mom with her little car on that picture. You'll love that little, it's a little taste here, a pedal car. So helping Mom with the pedal car in the picture on Mark Evans' Facebook page, and also welcome you over there to the Auto World Radio Facebook page. And that is where you can be involved. You'll love the goodies and the ads and the information and stuff that's up there right now. We've got one of our friends has put a real fun one for you there with an old typewriter actually hooked up to the engine, and he's typing away. So there's some great things over there. You're having fun. That's how he fixed his car, with an old typewriter. Not, but we have fun. That's what it's all about. There's no rules here, but we do. I want to let you know that I do accept your coupons. They never expire. So let's have some fun. So hand me the hubcap. Oh yeah, there's the hubcap. Take your emails throughout the show. I got emails I want to share with you this hour here on Auto World. Got a little trivia out there, and I got a gentleman that answered the last hour's trivia question. He wants all these gifts that I have in this Lincoln Continental. It's an old 50s vehicle, big trunk. That's why we picked it out and pulled it out of the recycle yard, junkyard, boneyard, whatever you want to call it. But the guys were using my snap-on screwdriver, hitting the block to get the thing open. And I told them not to use it, and they were using it. They finally got a Craftsman and destroyed it. Okay, so they got the trunk open, too. So we got some great gifts for this gentleman, This gentleman, he answered this. This is awesome. He shared a lot of things with me on this, but most of all, I want to say his name is Sam, and he is listening to us. Oh, not too far away from me, up north Idaho on KSPT. It's a delayed station, he says, and it is. He's listening on GCN Live when it's delayed. No big deal. Do appreciate that, but he's listening. He says on a delayed station up in Sandpoint, Idaho, folks. Let's do a shout-out. Shout-out! Woo! Shout-out to our great affiliate, KSPT, AM 1400, Sandpoint, Kootenai, Priest River, Clark Fork, Idaho. Oh, it's beautiful up there. You know, you've heard of Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. Oh, yeah, Sandpoint's beautiful. All the water. Sam, thanks for listening. And he says that the trivia question was PZE. And I said, what does those letters stand for? P, Paul, Z, Zebra, E, Edward, PZE. What does it stand for? Sam got it right, listening to us up north of me, out of Boise, Idaho, in Sandpoint. And he says PZE, Mark, stands for partial zero emissions. Partial zero emissions. Sam, you got it, my man. Appreciate that, my friend. Do email me back with your address there in Sandpoint, and we will get on the Pony Express and get that delivered to you from Boise, Idaho. And definitely, if you would, Sam, suck in some pine tree smell up there for me, would you?
Oh, yeah.
If I'm not smelling pine trees, Sam, I'm smelling exhaust. And you know which one I like the best. Exhaust. Yeah, no. Oh, I like them both. Oh, yeah, mix them together. Oh, that smells such. I could maybe make an aftershave out of that pine tree and exhaust smell. And Sam also added he knows this PZE stands for partial zero emissions because he has it on the back of his car. And he owns a 2009 Subaru Legacy. Sam, thank you. I do appreciate that. Folks, that's how you do it right here on Auto World. Email autoworldradio@yahoo.com. It's good to have Sam along and all the folks up there in Clark Fork and Priest River and Kootenai and Coeur d'Alene, everybody. Partial. I know, Sam, I kind of wondered about that. PZE, that's why we had it as a trivia question. Partial? Are you kidding me? It says partial zero emissions. What the heck is that? Partial? Is that Toyota? That's Subaru, that 2009 Subaru Legacy, only partially giving us zero emissions? Was there like a valve or something? Let's give them exhaust, let's not. I don't know. Anyway, that's your trivia question for the last hour. Let's throw a new one out there for all the other folks. Sam, you got that one, and I see your new address coming in on email. Appreciate that. I will not share that with anybody. By the way, we're going to take a short break and come back with egg carton trivia question. Food and cars. Oh, I love it. The smell of the fast food and the egg cartons. We'll be right back from the Greasy Garage Studio right here in the Auto World Plaza. Nobody can go check my car.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
But they had it so bad, 'cause I got a Galaxy 500. You get in the house, I get a cheap hotel room. You get a point of the perfection of that. I've got
Oh, yes. Do you know what the... Little question, do you know what the 500 stands for on that?
Galaxy 500.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, into the Greasy Garage Studio. Thanks for riding along shotgun with me this week here on Auto World in the Greasy Garage Studio from live from Boise, Idaho. Good to have you along. Got another trivia question I want to throw out there to you. I got some more gifts I want to send out, and everybody's been behaving. They've been behaving and answering these trivia questions and been behaving and sending me their address so I can ship out the goodies to them. And like I said, you're going to have to pay the freight on that cracked windshield, and I think I'll throw in that quarter panel that we had to cut out of that rust bucket in the back corner. The freight shouldn't be too much. I mean, Amazon doesn't charge anything for freight, do they? Anyway, hey, we got some great gifts for you. So the next question here for the third hour of Auto World this week is, in 1968, Chevrolet Camaro had hood vents. Remember that? The 1968 Chevrolet Camaro had these hood vents on the top. What was the nickname for those hood vents? Again, this 1968 Chevrolet Camaro had hood vents on the top. What was the nickname for these hood vents? 855-660-4261. And you're more than welcome on the email and Facebook Messenger email address. AutoWorldRadio@yahoo.com. Facebook Messenger is good, and that means Mark Evans. Just go to Mark Evans. You'll be seeing me sitting behind a microphone like I'm doing right now, live from Boise, Idaho. Good to have you along. And as you know, I'm going to be this last hour, we're going to be talking. I'm not going to do it right now. We're going to have to wait. But at the end of the show here, we're going to be talking about, and I'm going to give you number two and number one spot of the best HD Dually pickup there is on the market today. These have been tested. All of these things have been tested. And with that, the testing is pretty stringent. They're pulling these 9,000 pounds behind them, plus. Well, 9,000 pounds is nothing. The 9,000 pounds, you might as well times that by 4. What's that? Is that like 36,000 pounds? Now, who in their right mind would be towing 36,000 pounds? Well, you do, and you actually tow more than that. But the key here with that, folks, is that you want to know that we might think that towing is, we need the torque, the horsepower, the power to pull. No. What? I said no. You do need the power to pull it, yes, to get going. I mean, you don't want, you know, the little car there pulling off the stoplight before you're pulling off when you're towing your six horses. But the main key to the 36,000-pound tow rating is the brakes. Now we're on the right path. Now we're on the right road, coming right here down the road with Mark Evans. Right here at Auto World, you need to stop that bad boy, don't you? 36,000? Maybe you might be, oh no, no one ever overloads their truck. No. Yeah, you do. Come on, tell the truth. You do overload the truck, I know you do. Raise your hand. We've got more females in the crowd out there raising their hand than the guys. Hey, what happened, guys? You're not towing anything anymore? The girls are outdoing you. Oh, that's why. Mother's Day. I understand. Okay. Well, Mom, I know you want to stop your truck. You want to stop the load. So you have to, don't overload it. But you have to stop all that. And that means big brakes. And that's getting back to the dually word. You got four tires on the back, more rubber to stop. Oh, yeah. Okay, we're going to give you that, the winner, the second runner-up, and the winner here coming up. Here's a little trivia for you, and I was just teasing you through the first and second hour, and it's time to not tease you anymore. $28 billion have been, well, what is it? $28 billion? I was talking about the 10-year-old might be even involved in this $28 billion. In this group, Americans, all of us, Americans are expected to spend just over $28 billion celebrating Mother's Day this year. Happy Mother's Day, Mom, to all the mothers, all the moms. And by the way, the average that we all spend on Mom is about $220 on each and every mom. Oh, yeah. What do we spend it on? Well, cards, for instance. 72% of you buy cards. 68% of you buy flowers and special outings, you know, like going out, taking Mom out. 49% of you. So there you go. A little bit of Mom's Day trivia.
Why not? Get mom something nice. And you know what that nice is? A big hug. That's all she's really asking for is a big hug. That's all it takes. Now let's get back to that trivia question. And before we do get to back to that trivia question, I've got something to say. I'm sincere condolences to the Unser family. I did put that on my Facebook page. My good friend and great guy, Bobby Unser, passed away here this last week. Bobby Unser. And he was a three-time Indianapolis 500 winner. I had a chance. He's a very colorful, outspoken person, popular with drivers in the history of the Indy car racing. He was a three-time, of course, winner of the Indianapolis 500, but he was one of the six members of the Unser family to race in the Indianapolis 500. Bobby and his brother, Al, a four-time winner, are the only brothers to win the race. Bobby Unser ended his driving career as one of the greatest performers in the history of the greatest spectacular in racing, folks. He produced 10 top 10 finishes and 19 career 500 starts and led in 10 races for a total of 440 laps, still 10th on the all-time list. He was 87 years old. Rest in peace, Bobby Unser. I interviewed Bobby in Las Vegas down at the SEMA show. It was a great honor. Put him behind the microphone. If you go to my Facebook page, which is Mark Evans, and the Auto World Radio Facebook page, you'll see that photo of us chatting it up, and you'll see a smile on my face. He was a fun guy. Bobby was. He was a fun guy, and his nephew, Johnny Unser, lives not too far away from me in Sun Valley, and I've been up to Johnny's place. I've got an interview with Johnny. It's an interview that's awesome. And Johnny is a gentleman in the Sun Valley, Haley area, and of course the Unser family, and he's a great guy. He's an outdoorsman and all. And hi, Johnny. Again, condolences to you and your family about your uncle passing. He's a good guy. We'll be right back with more of, the backseat driver. I don't know if I like that backseat driver. Well, you'll find out if I do or don't. Right here from the Auto World Plaza in the Greasy Garage Studio.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
Experts say a cyber attack on a major pipeline that delivers roughly 45% of the fuel for the East Coast is unlikely to affect supplies of gasoline or prices unless there's a prolonged shutdown. Colonial Pipeline of Georgia has not said what the hackers are demanding. They have halted operations due to a ransomware attack. A Chinese rocket crashed into the Indian Ocean in South Asia last night. Dan Araki from the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau reports.
The Chinese rocket that had been falling to Earth in an uncontrolled reentry has crashed into the ocean near the Maldives. According to the U.S. Space Force, the remnants of the 23-ton Long March 2B rocket entered the Earth's atmosphere around 10:30 p.m. Eastern Saturday night, crashing into the Indian Ocean north of the island country. The Chinese Space Agency said that most of the rocket broke up during re-entry.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Listen, get this. Nobody with a good car needs to worry about nothing. You understand?
Yeah, I think I do.
Listen, get this. Nobody with a good car needs to be justified.
And I'll tell you why. And I'll tell you why.
I've come a long way since I believed in anything. And I've come halfway around the world. What are you talking about?
Where you come from is gone. Where you thought you were going to, we're never there. And where you are ain't no good unless you can get away from it.
You understand?
Yeah.
You understand?
Yeah.
There's only one thing left for me to do, mama. I got a ding a ding dang, my thing a long ling long.
Oh, yeah. Boy, if that isn't some mechanic Larkin jargon, I don't know what is. Hey, welcome back to Auto World. Good to have you along. Yeah, this is awesome to have you take time out of your busy schedule, sit back, relax, and want to answer those trivia questions. And I've got another one here for you. In 1968 Chevrolet Camaro had hood vents on the top. What was the nickname for those hood vents? 855-660-4261. Email address, folks, is autoworldradio@yahoo.com, and I do welcome your emails, not only right now, we're live, of course, from the Auto World Plaza on the Genesis Communications Network, but throughout the week. I'll be live in the Greasy Garage, and I always check my emails. Oh, what? Somebody knocking on the door? All right, hang on, just wait. Let me go. I got to get in, see who it is. Come on in. Gosh, Delivering David. Delivering David, you don't have to knock. You can come in anytime, but thanks for knocking. That was very polite of him, wasn't it? Delivering David, who drives a Datsun, just delivered some NASCAR news to me. Fantastic. Hey, let's now go in. Thank you, Delivering David. Appreciate that. Your Datsun is fast and working good. Man, you sure know how to knock on the door, too. Of course, it's a solid oak door here at the Greasy Garage Studio. Anyway, hey, let's go to the NASCAR win column at Darlington Raceway here this weekend. Darlington, of course, Darlington, South Carolina. Called the Goodyear 400. Goodyear. It's got a brand new Goodyear blimp flying over it today. Brand new. Boy, that's one ride I've never been in. I'd love to be in there. Now let's get to the win column. A little bit of trivia and history. there at Darlington. The Speedway dates back to 1950, folks. Well, 1950, now this is the win column, by the way. In 1950, Herb Thomas, 48 wins back in 1950. In the 1960s, Richard Petty, 101 wins in the 1960s. Now let's go to the 1970s. Richard Petty again wins 89 wins in the 1970s. Now let's go to the 1980s win column at Darlington. Darrell Waltrip wins 57 wins in the 1980s. Good old Darrell Waltrip. Michael Waltrip, of course, I've got him in my greasy garage. Cardboard stand-up. Anyway, let's go now to the 1990s win column. Jeff Gordon, 49 wins at Darlington. Now let's go to the 2000s. Well, that's kind of an odd way of saying it, but it's the truth. 2000s. Jimmy Johnson, 47 wins. He's no longer in the NASCAR. He's over there on the Indy side. Anyway, good job, Jimmy Johnson. 47 wins at Darlington. And now let's go to the win column in the 2010s. The year 2010. Kyle Busch, 40 wins at Darlington. Just a little bit of NASCAR news for you in the win column. See, we're all winners here, and we got to get to that winner word, you know. Hey, good job, you guys, at Darlington. Never been to Darlington. I need to get out to South Carolina and maybe get in that Goodyear 400 blimp and see if those boys will let me jump out of it and parachute right into the Darlington Speedway.
Huh?
Oh, yeah, I have actually put a... Can you believe that? Now I'm talking a little bit too much information, but I did strap on a chute on my back once and jumped out of one of those airplanes out here close to Boise, Idaho, and flying like a bird. Oh, yes. It's the only time I haven't had really a motor on my back. I told him I should put turbocharger in that chute and make it go faster. No. I was dropping too fast as it was at the time. Oh, it's fun. Yeah, I don't know if you've ever did that, jumped out of an airplane. See what a parachute acts like. Okay, let's get to this trivia question. I've got a couple emails that just dropped in, and we're going to see if they were right. And the trivia question for the third hour here on Auto World this week is, a 1968 Chevrolet Camaro had hood vents. What was the nickname for these hood vents? And we've got one of our charter members that came in with an email. And Trey is his name. He's out of Southern Illinois, listening on GCNLive.com, and he says, ice cube trays. Trey, you're right. Absolutely. That's one of the nicknames, definitely. I do appreciate it, Trey. Thank you. Appreciate that. Tuning in this week again. You know what we ought to do? I know, Trey, you've got a Tesla. I know we've talked on the air before and all. We need to put some ice cube trays in the center of that Tesla. Oh, yeah. That'd look good, wouldn't it? Oh, that's one nickname for him, but this is kind of interesting, too. I've got another gentleman that just emailed in, and he says, you mentioned eggs, Mark. They're egg crates. You could put a dozen eggs in those hood vents, he says. That's awesome. He's listening to us, and, well, look at that. Reno. He's listening live in Reno on a Sunday here, of course, in KNNR. AM 1400. That is a shout out to our great affiliate there in Reno. Good to have you along, Sparks of Sun Valley, Carson City, Nevada, on KNNR. There's our horn, KNNR AM 1400. Good to have you along. Absolutely. Egg crates. I don't know. I think the ice cubes would be better to put in there. They wouldn't break as much, but they would be dripping water through the vents onto Trey's Tesla engine. What? Is there an engine in there, Trey, in the front? It's all electric. So you could, maybe it could be dual. You know, Trey, you could put a cooler in there maybe and put a nice cold one, and we could have ice cubes on your tray. And then this other gentleman, Reno here, we could put eggs in his. Have breakfast. Hey, that's how you do it. Thanks, both of you, for emailing in and answering. I got some great gifts. Trey, definitely, I've got your email, your address. I'll send you out some goodies. And then this gentleman here in Reno, please email me back. Let me have your address. And we've got to empty these gifts, these cleaning items out of this Lincoln Continental. Man, got to get them out. Sagging in the back. That's one thing we got to make sure that we do is make sure the Lincoln doesn't go south on me going to the ground. Oh, we could call it a lowrider, I guess. Oh, why not? Hey, do you have a go package? Yeah, do you have a Go Package, Mom? I bet moms out there have Go Packages. They got a Go Pedal. They probably have a Go Package. Well, it is now time for the Auto World Little Car Fact. Something to do with a Go Package. The sleek and racy Javelin. Two-door fastback, sports coupe, AMCs. The competitive pony car market was introduced in the fall of 1967. AMC's first time performance car. When Ford started the pony car war in 1964 with the Mustang, AMC countered with the Marlin Rebel, and then later the Rambler Rogue. These cars were well conceived and they looked like competitive sports cars, but their overall performance was not up to that of the Mustang. As a result, AMC, well, they thought about it again and plans to come up with the Javelin, releasing it to the showrooms in 1968, available in a base and high performance SST form. It featured a long hood and a short deck, blacked out split grille, and an eye-catching semi-fast back roofline. The base Javelin was powered by a 232 cubic inch six-cylinder engine, and a V8 was optional. The high-performance SST, identified by a hood scoop. Oh, yeah. Full-wheel discs and side windows came equipped with a 343 cubic inch V8. In addition, the AMC offered an additional Go Package, baby. Oh, we're going to go for a little short break. We're going to come back, and I've got a little bit more information on this Go Package for each and every one of you. Right here from the Auto World Plaza, I'm Mark Evans.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hey, thanks for being with me to Let the Good Times Roll each and every week, climbing into the cockpit with me and enjoying the time together each and every week, folks. I really do enjoy the time with you maybe give you something you might not have, some news you might not have ever heard, and or just have fun. That's what it's all about, to have fun, kind of get you away from the grief of your car, your truck that has given you some breakdown grief this last week, the grief of the $100 bills that it's cause you to spend. One thing about $100 bills, they're easy to spend. And your card can't feel it. Your truck, the metal, the plastic, the fiberglass, it has no feelings. It doesn't feel those $100 bills leaving your pocket. So, with that, leave you with the third hour, of course, with an Auto World tip of trying to save you financial grief. Financial, like a financial show, a financial person that helps you with your car. And get a second opinion. Absolutely get a second opinion. See if the opinion is worth it. And you're going to say to me, well, Mark, I can't do a second opinion because they always charge me for the diagnostic time. No. Yes, you're right on that. The first time they do charge you diagnostic time. But if you ever say one thing to them like this, and you can do this 2 to 3 times over. So what I'm saying is you can go to your favorite mechanic, you get a second opinion from another shop, go to the third mechanic and get another opinion. And they say, we're going to charge you a minimum of an hour diagnostic time to tell you what's wrong. Here's how you get that money back. Okay, so you found, before you get them to fix your car, to tell you what might be wrong, I said might, because they might not find that problem. It might be something different, because it usually is. Sometimes we hit the nail on the head each time with a hammer, but sometimes we miss. Do I get my diagnostic time refunded back to me in the bill? That's all you got to ask them. That is my diagnostic fee, my diagnostic time that you're charging me. Will that be applied to the bill when I have you fix it? 100% of the time, 110% of the time, they said, they'll say, absolutely. If you have a shop that says, no, you owe us the time no matter what. All right, well then, that's the way it is. But I'm just trying to save you the $100 bill. So ask them for, if it's going to be applied into the repair bill when come time to fix it. That's your Auto World Financial Show now, see? Anyway, that Go Package, just get back to that Auto World little car fact. And I want to talk a little more about that Go Package. We were talking about the base Javelin Oh, yeah, the little Auto World little car fact, 1968 AMC Javelin. It was the United States car, a sports car in the United States back in that day. The base Javelin was powered by a 232 cubic inch six-cylinder engine, and, of course, the V8 was optional. The high-performance SST model, identified by the hood scoop, full-wheel disc and side windows, came equipped with a 343 cubic inch. That's 343 cubic inch V8. In addition, the AMC offered an additional Go package that featured a four-barrel version of the SST standard engine, dual exhaust, heavy-duty suspension, and power front disc brakes. Oh, yeah. The Go package. Top speed, 108 miles an hour. What did this bad boy cost back in 1968? The Javelin, just the base model, $2,428. But the Javelin SST, back in 1968, $2,587. Give me a dozen of them at that price, please. Okay, it's time before we run out of time. You've been wanting to know who's the winner on the best 2021 HD dually pickup. That's HD heavy duty. Oh, yeah. Who's the winner? There's the drum roll. Oh, I love it. The winner is 2021 Ram, the 3500 Ram heavy duty, max towing. 37,100 pounds. The Cummins Power 2021 Ram 35. Say that three times real fast. The Cummins Power 2021 Ram 3500 heavy duty dually has a max gooseneck towing figure of 37,100 pounds, which tops all the trucks. Now, you could form your own opinion. That might be why they're the number one slot. The runner-up was the 2021 Ford F-350 Super Duty, max towing of 35,750 pounds. They came in number two, the runner-up, the Ford. So I just wanted to kind of highlight that, you know, with you. And by the way, they have the 10-speed torque shift transmission, the Ford does. 410 gear ratio in the back, 6.7-liter V8, 475 horsepower, 1,050 pound-foot of torque. Huh? That was the Ford. They outdid the GMC and the Chevrolet on the torque. Oh, now let's get to the number one, of course, is the 2021 Ram 3500. Turbo diesel, HO, high output Cummins, of course, turbo diesel, 6.7 liter. It's an I6, believe it or not, inline six, 400 horsepower. Oh, yeah, this is what the guys and the gals like. 1,075 pound feet of torque, six speed transmission. 410 gear ratio. The conventional tow rating is 23,000 pounds. The towing, though, comes at no cost, though. The high-output Cummins and the beefed-up transmission command, a hefty $12,195 premium. That's extra, by the way. These trucks all do have dually wheels in the back. That's four tires on the back. You got to, that costs a little bit more, folks. You got more rims and more tires, bigger drums, bigger brakes. That's what I was talking about before, is that you really do want to stop these duallys. You want to stop the weight. That's what it's about, which is safety. So let's go back down through 2021, the best HD dually pickups. Number four spot. Well, first off and foremost, let's do one of the vehicles that was unranked. I have no idea. Don't email me and ask me why it was unranked. I don't know why they didn't rank it, but it was the Ford F-Series Super Duty. It's a powerhouse, but it was a 2021 Ford F-450 Super Duty, and it had a gooseneck tow rating of 37,000 pounds. Okay? So, it had 1,050 pound-feet of torque, but it was unranked. Don't know why, but number four slot again, 2021 Chevrolet Silverado. Number three was the GMC 2021 GMC Sierra 3500. Number two, 2021 Ford F-350 Super Duty. Number one again. Congratulations to the 2021 Ram 3500. Heavy duty, max towing at 37,100 pounds. Don't overload, folks. Just don't do it. Don't do it. Your brakes are only designed for the weight that they're stating on the sticker. Oh, yeah. The sticker I'm talking about. That's what it's all about. Well, the garage door is going down. I want to thank everybody that helps me put the show on each and every week and throughout the week. Of course, Axelrod, Alex, producer, thank you. General Motor George, he was in the house this weekend. My chief engineer, who keeps me wired, of course. Audi Adam, always out taking care of my affiliates. Lugnut Lee, the program director and marketing manager of Genesis Communications Network. He's always making sure the lug nuts are on this wagon. T-Bird Ted, the founder and CEO of Genesis Communications Network. My makeup artist, Lan Lucy, always saying you're looking good. Mark, my personal chauffeur, slide him in and slide him out, Sammy. Know it all, Jay, the loudmouth janitor. Thanks for keeping her clean, Jay. Appreciate it. Oh, yeah. Can't forget Bentley Bryan. He's bending the rules to make me look good on the GCN, GCNLive.com website. Of course, my own webmaster, Cadillac Ken. He's my Weber, keeping the AutoWorldMedia.com, our own personal website, AutoWorldMedia.com, looking good. Oh, yeah. Don't forget my hairstylist, folks. Yeah, Lawnmower Larry, clipping my hair to today's style, sticking straight up. But it's looking good. Drive safe, everybody.
It's time to say goodbye to Mark and all his kin. They would like to thank you folks for kindly dropping in. You're all invited back next week to this locality to have a heaping helping of their hospitality. Hillbilly, that is. Set a spell. Take your shoes off. Y'all come back now. Here.
This has been a Loose Nut production.
This is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. Simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers, but if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. Advertise at GCNLive.com.